We're in the middle of Sif Tezvav. Just to be mice of a drop on what we said last week, we ended off last week with the Gevaldik Chesron with Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu, whether you could force a guy, if a person is masna, that if he doesn't pay a debt, he defaults on his debt, you could force him to go to work. And it was a problem to do that would be avdus. You can't force somebody to be a poel, that would be avdus. So he suggested what you could do is you could force him to be a kablan, make up and be mass with him that'll be a kablan, and that's forcing to kablanus. Kablanus is not avdus. Now we said the problem is lechari goes into machlekes achreinim. If kablanus on a specific time, is that considered vayta apoyal that avdus, or no? Since he's not being paid for the hour, he's being paid for the job for the uftu. So even though he has to work now, a car service, you got to come now, but you're not getting paid for the hour. You're getting paid for the job. So that would be kablanus. That's not b'didei kodarik. That wouldn't be considered avdus. That was our shayla. So it would be totally in that machlekes. Just want to be maisiv, the lechari we have then an eight. So what we could do is we could be masna with him, so parcha cheshvan, mas with him, that he should be a kablan a certain amount of hours a week. He'll have to do meleches hakablan is 40 hours a week. So I'm not telling him when he could do. If he wants, he could do it in the middle of the night, he could do it in the day, he could do it in the afternoon, evening. I don't care when he does. He has to put away 40 hours in Melechas HaKablonis. So since he has a choice when he could do it, so you don't have the problem with those Achrayim. And since he's not being paid for the hours, so you don't have the problem with the other Achrayim. So you carve that away that he's doing something that's not avdus, that's kablonis in gansin lekuli yama mamelochay. That should be mutzah. So that's a pasha eitzah. You could always be master with a leiva that if he defaults, he has to work X amount of hours a week. But toris kablonis, any hours he chooses, but he has to work those hours a week.
You're saying toris kablonis, but that's not to be something that's shy of kablonis.
What do you mean?
You can't just work hours and it's not.
He has to, let's say he makes tables. So he has to put in 40 hours in a week to make those tables. If he, whatever his job is, whatever services he provides, if he's a dentist, so he has to put 40 hours a week for providing services or fillings, whatever. He doesn't get paid per hour. He gets paid for the job, every cavity, every cleaning, every whatever, every checkup. So he has to put in those amount, that number of hours to be able to satisfy this debt. That would be a partial cheshen. He doesn't have to work, but you could be masna. You can make a t'nai that he could. But we had a problem last week that he can't make a t'nai because that's avdus. I'll give you an eitzah that's not avdus. You make a t'nai, it is a kablan on his own terms. He could, on his own hours. So that would be.
It's contractual.
So that would be fine. And it's masna. That would be fine, the kuliyam. That should be a pasha eitzah. The only thing is that. Fully, it's not so practical because you really can never force him to carry through. He'll be an avarian, but you can't force him because Sunday. I see you sleeping. You got to get up. You got to do work. I'll do it tomorrow. Monday, sleeping again. You got to do Tuesday. Every day he could push you off Lake Veshev. I'll do it tomorrow. Elamai, it's Shane Friday, and you only have 20 hours left. You got to work now the next 20 hours. Now I can't force you because that's avdus. You have to do it now. So I'll never be able to lemaisa get bezdin on your case. But lemaisa is you'll be in avar and you're mechuyev to do so. And if you don't do it, you have a problem. All right. Let's continue. Let's move on. There's a lot here. Let's go on to the Ramah. Hagah. V'dafka she'ein loy l'shalim. What we're talking about is he doesn't have money to pay, so you can't force him to work. You can't enslave him yourself. You can't put him up in, lock him up in jail yourself. Avam yesh loy. But if he has the money to pay, ve'enoy reitzel l'shalim, and he refuses to pay, he has the ability, but he just doesn't want to, then bezdin choif shenaisai, bezdin locks him up in jail, umakenaisai, and we beat the living daylights out of this guy, umakenaisai ad sheteitzei nafshoy, ve'koifin oisai l'shalim. I don't know if it's so practical today in Bezmanenu, but when yad bezdin tekifo aleinu, they beat the living daylights out of the guy because he has a mitzvah, priest bal choif mitzvah, and he's not being mekayim his mitzvah. Like we said in the Mechaba, and Hu Adin, we're going to take it to the next step. We could even invoke a debtor's prison. We could even put him up in, lock him up in jail till he's willing to pay. As I said to the Ramah. V'yeshayim im dafilu im ein loy l'shalim, even if he doesn't have the ability to pay, im yishava liyus chavish, if he made a shvua at shiyashalim, if he made a shvua that he's going to be locked up till he pays, then tzarek l'kayim shvua. So that's nothing to do with chayshimish, but that's because you have a kiyum shvua, you made such a shvua, you got to keep to that shvua.
He doesn't have to pay, so how can he be in jail if he doesn't want to pay?
But that was the shul he made. So he'll stay in jail forever. He'll stay in jail till they ransom him, they redeem him. That was the shul he made. What should I do?
A guy makes a crazy shul, you keep the shul.
There are such cases. It means he's trying to say, if we can't lock him up. See, debtor's prison was rampant, was widespread across Europe for the last 1,000 years. So, if he went to Beis Din, and Beis Din says, oh, yeah, but it's not according to Allah, we don't do those things. So the next Mava wants to make sure that the pressure is on, so he makes the levy, makes such a shul. I'm willing to give you the loan if you make such a shul. Then I know that you're going to keep to it. Then I know you're going to be locked up. So by hook or by crook, you're going to figure out how to pay. That was the vod of debtor's prison. Now, we don't hold of prison. Prison is shalayka halacha. There's no such concept in prison in halacha other than state in the Torah that you, by Moshe Rabbeinu, was trying to find out what the din is on the person, or of a nikah hamakah. We have to see what's going to be, if he's considered a retzeach or not. Which means we could use prison as a way that he can't escape, but we don't use prison as a punishment. There's no such thing as a punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are beautiful, his dinim are beautiful, is that we don't have such a thing. If a guy owes money, then his punishment is in money. If he kills, then his punishment is in killing. Ayin taka zayin, shein taka zayin. We don't have that a guy could owe money and his punishment is prison. There's no such thing. It's not fair. The reason why B'choshen Ofso here is not for a punishment, it's medin kfiya. Just like we could beat the living daylights out of the guy to be mekayim a mitzvah, so we'll put him in jail for him to be mekayim a mitzvah. He has the ability to pay and he refuses to pay. So we'll be kaifen Ofso. So, look, the first thing you could do, you could try to put him through a torture chamber. We don't do that, if that's not the first step. First, put him in prison. That's a little easy on the guy. Maybe that will get him to buckle and to pay. If that doesn't work, then you can start, turning the screws, yeah. But first, it's a din kfiya. It's not a din punishment. That's why if the guy doesn't have money, we don't put him in jail. Because what's the purpose of putting him in jail if he doesn't have money? There's no purpose. That is prison. We want to teach a lesson to the guy. We want to teach a lesson to everyone else. Laman yamdu v'yiro. That's very nice, but that's not an halakha. The famous Chuvus Rav Moshe, that different Moshe, people stole Sifrei Torah and have a bunch of Chuvus, and Rav Moshe wants to know, could you report him? We discussed it when we learned Tilchus Masechta. It's not for now. I just want to give out the Ramesh's deher. Is that he says that even if there would be an oifen or a ladder report on Maisa, but since his punishment is going to be jail, which is shalaika halacha, there is no such punishment in halacha that shalaika it in. So you have no right to be Maisa. Because you're causing him something which is shekenegen halacha. You're causing a punishment which is yesim and adin. If he stole, then he has to pay back what he stole. But not jail. Jail time is shalaika halacha. It's keneged adin.
According to the Ramah, if he took a shvua and they know Lashami, what's the purpose of the...
You're right, there's no purpose, but he made sure, what should I do? He made sure they're going to stand in his head 3 hours a day. You got to do it. I don't know what I can do about it. I didn't ask him to make such a shvua.
When he made a shvua, he may have had the ability to pay back, and now he lost it. So
that's right. So maybe when he made the shvua, he had the ability to stand on his head for 3 hours, and now he doesn't. What should I do? But that's the shvua that he made. I can't help it. That's the shvua he made. He wants to have Ataris Chacham, we'll talk about it. I don't know, so at that point, what were
you?
That wasn't the vod. He said that if I don't pay, he goes to jail. So that was the shul that he made. What should I do about it? I can't help that.
But he might be asking the crowd, who says Beis Din has to put him in jail because you make a shul?
That was the shul he made, so he has to go to jail himself. What should I do?
No, he can make the shul, but who says Beis Din has to play games with him? I don't want to put you in shul. It costs us money to keep you in jail.
So he'll have to figure out how to go into jail and pay himself. What should I do? He has to pay his way. The mice is, he has to keep his shul by hook or by crook.
So it's not a punishment.
It's not a punishment, no.
So will it be reparations for his payment then?
No.
So what's the point of it?
That was the shul he made. What should I do about it? I can't help it. All right, fine. Now let's just take this apart a little bit. I really want to concentrate on the next sif. But first of all, over here it talks about, this is all midin kfiya, how to be kaifen, I say. So it says a chilek, if he has money, we put him into jail. If he doesn't have money, we don't put him into jail. There's no purpose. There's a Ruach Chaim who says that very often people come into Beis Din and they're tiny, ainly. I can't pay the whole debt, so they'll make some type of payment schedule based on his income. Beis Din will make a payment schedule. So there's Dr. Ruach Chaim that if a person defaults on that payment schedule, we have the right to assume he's making a certain amount of money. I mean, based on his obvious information, but we mavara he's making a certain amount of money. And in the future, if he defaults on that, it's considered yeshle, because we made that assumption. We determined that he has that ability. So if he defaults on his $100 a month payment, in the future, it's a yeshle, and you put him into jail. It's like just like now. If we know that he has money he doesn't want, so if we could imagine, we estimate that he's going to make such a money, and it's a proper assessment, then if he doesn't, then we put him in jail. That's like a yesh lev in the rights of the challenge.
Because you see, now he doesn't have it.
I don't know. He hasn't proven that. We have a right to assume that he does, because if he made money, and he's making a certain amount per week, and he's still working, so that's it. He's still making that amount out direct. I don't know what he did with that money. Maybe he was mavriach that money. Then he's trying to avoid paying his debt. So then we put him into jail.
Would emergencies take over that?
Of course, I mean, if that would be in the shtana hamatzev, if he loses his job or whatever, but we have a right to assume.
Obviously, you can't force a guy to work, but you could block him.
Because I can't force a guy to work because I'm trying to force a guy a payment. So that I can't do. Correct. You don't have that right. You don't have a schus for payment to make him work, not for you, not for anyone else. I'm not putting him into jail as a payment. I'm putting him to jail to beat him up. That's how I beat him up. I could beat him up many different ways. The easiest way to beat him up is just to lock the door. That's it. The next step, if that doesn't work, then we'll start turning the screws, whatever it takes.
Avdus is taking his payment, forcing him to work and taking the payment?
Avdus is that's how you're going to make him pay, not b'toris kfiyah. That means you're telling him that he has to work because he has an obligation to pay, satisfy his debt, and part of that chiv would be is that he has to work to pay, and that's not true. He does not have a chiv to work to pay. But this is not that. This is midin kfiyah. He has the money, he has the ability to pay, and he doesn't want to, so then we're kaifin, I say.
You can only assume when he made a shvua that he had it. How can you assume that he has it now?
You're right, I can't assume that. But he made a shvu, which I do, so he has to keep a shvu. What do you want me to do? Okay, let's try. I have a lot to say tonight. I hear the kasha, but Lomai says he made the shvu. Fine. Now, there's a Ruach Chaim who goes on Vaitin. He says a blitz chiddush, and he says, and it's a chikike leiv, it's the same machab in Choshe Mishpat Hei. He wants to say that there are two types of jails. We have it today as well. There are, you know, blue-collar crimes, white-collar crimes. There are different types of jails, how bad it is. Sometimes some jails are sakonos nefashos, and some jails are not. There are different levels of jails. So he says that you only have a right to be chayvish, he says, to put him into a nice jail, a jail which is derech kavod. Mind you, a jail derech kavod also, they don't have heat, and they don't have pillows, and they don't have a lot of things going on here. This is America. But anyway, that's the nice jail. But then you have a not nice jail that's mamish sakonos nefashos with other inmates, with the people, the wardens, sakonas and fashas involved. So he says you have no right to put him in the jail, sakonas and fashas, mitzina, that you have such a right. He has a dik from the tumen that you do. But we learn mitzina from anyone else, and therefore you don't have such a right to do so. I don't know where he's coming from. I think it's poshut. You do have a right to do that, even if sakonas and fashas, because I know that's not your first step. Your first step is try to talk to him nicely. And if that doesn't work, you get his rav involved. That doesn't work, then you start saying threatening letter. Obviously, it's kaifin say is mikala lachayma. But if you put him into a regular jail, and it didn't work, then we'll move him over to a different jail that he'll be a little scared and now he'll start paying. I mean, it's kaifin l'achatetzei nash. We're allowed to kill him. So what's the chich? We kill him by a dime, we'll kill him by a day of the jail. It will go mikala l'chaim until we get to the point, if he still refuses, he's adamant, then he'll end up in a grave. Whatever it takes to be mekayim this mitzvah, that's the halakha. No? Well, not probably not, because we'll keep on turning the screws till he goes. He's gone, right? We can kaifin I say add that he pays. He's not going to make it. He's not going to die, you know, in his bed, you know, like out of old age. It's kaifin I say until he's mekayim dismissed. That's the halacha. All right, but there's another chikike. There's another ruach chaim, which he says interessant. This I could hear. He says that sometimes the jails, they don't have bathrooms, and they have to relieve themselves on the floor, in the area, whatever it is, and it's not clean, the area. So he says that you're not allowed to put him into such a jail, because if he's in that jail, he can't daven, he can't say any daven shel b'kedusha, he can't learn, he can't do anything. A large chelik of his mitzvahs is out. So he says, if we find the content, you can put him in the jail, kaifin I say, to be mekayim a mitzvah, but to cause him to be mashed mitzvahs, to put him in a matzv that he can't be mekayim mitzvahs, mechitesed is such a din kfiyah. To put him in such a jail, you're preventing him from ever davening or learning.
You're preventing him from davening with dominion too, if he's locked in jails.
I don't know if that's... He'll have a minute with all the other people who refuse to pay.
We're talking about Jewish jails, right?
Okay.
Why would they based in
Norway? Grada, Lavdavka has to be a Jewish jail. Grada doesn't have to be a Jewish jail. You could put him even in a Goyish jail. And not only that, I should mention there's a Chuvish Shar Yeshua, Simen Dalid, which is the brother of the Knesset Zagdel. It's a Friedrich. He says that if we don't have the ability to lock him up, if we, the Yidden, then we'll let her hand him over to the Goyim and get the Goyim to lock him up. It's whatever it takes. It's a din kfiya. It's not a punishment. It's not an einish. It's what kaifen I say. If it doesn't work, then we'll get the Goyim involved to be kaifen I say. I feel like they akam. I say zakta. All right. Whatever it takes.
No, why is it so any worse than killing him?
Killing him, I'm doing a kiddush even kind of mitzvah. Here, what's the point of getting him to not daven and not learn? That's going to get him to pay quicker, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, I don't know. He has this mitzvah, Purayim Baal Chayim, and he's not interested in paying, right?
The money is a whole different
ball. Yeah, sure. Okay, fine. Anyway, Lamais is Lamatina such a kfir. All right, let's move on. Rabbi says, Sifte Zayin, it's packed.
Twice in
Perkut HaKodesh. Yeah. All right. One before, mom, one after. Yeah, and Echonami. Yeah, Zokt Machabe, Sif Tezayin. Echad HaMamashkin Eskavero BeBezdin. Whether you were mashkin him BeBezdin. Ve'echad Shemishkinoi BeYodoi BeZroya, or you did it by force, which means that you did it Shaloi Kedin, let's say you snatched it from him, whatever it is, but you're not allowed to do that. Oy midas aloivo, or it was done voluntarily, the loivo offered and he gave you this mashkin. All cases where you get a mashkin, im ish anihu, if he's an ani, that means he needs that item that you took from him. O mishkin adavu shu tzarakloi, harei ze mitzvah lahangzi loy ha'ovud be'eshu tzarakloi. Whatever item you took from him, you have a mitzvah, another mitzvah, rabbis. There's a new mitzvah in the Tread. There's so many mitzvahs going on in the Siman. Here's yet another mitzvah, Hashavas HaAvot, that you have a mitzvah to return him the item when he needs it. B'yoyim, b'yoyim, b'layla, b'layla.
Now you claim from that guy to attend Satesi to give back the...
Oh, very good. We're going to get to it in a Ramah. We'll get to it. Fine. Zokta Sma, if you want to see the Sma, Sif Katan Lamed, he says, there are two psukim. It says, L'sishkev ba'avoytoy, hoshev toshev lo yesa ovid, kivaya shemesh, v'aynu ksasalayla. That you shouldn't go to sleep with his mashkin by you, because he needs it. Uksiv, another pasuk, adbaya shemesh tishiven eloi, that you should return it for the length of the day till seisa kachavim. Vayinu ksas yoyim, shemakzir liyada kol hayoyim adshki esachama, da'oz chayz v'noit lamiyada, because at night he doesn't need it anymore, you let her take it. And that's what the Mechaber says, v'noka karba layla l'labusa dafa pi deno tzara kol kach, she'efshu l'alishan al-meitza al-mapitz, he could sleep without that pillow, mekomokum b'mokum sheregilim bekar tzarek laksa layakar. Whatever he's normally, frequently sleeps with, that's considered tzarakla. He doesn't have a replace, doesn't have a second, so you have a chiv to give it back. Whatever he needs b'yoyim, you give back b'yoyim. Whatever he needs b'layla, you have to give back b'layla.
What purpose does it serve?
M.K. frek the mechaba, ma moyoloi ha-mashkin, so what purpose do you have by taking this mashkin, you have to give it back? K'dei sholo yashmid achoyv b'shviyis, because you have a kinin in this mashkin once you take it, so it's not considered a regular choyv, that shviyis would be meshamid. V'lo yasem metaltun Bonov, if the person is nifta, the guy can't tie it, the Yisaymin can't tie him, totally the Yasmin lo mishtabdi, because it's not the Yisaymin's assets, it's already the Malva. The Malva has a kinin mashkin in it, so that he will be able to collect from it. So there is a purpose in this mashkin, that's why you take the mashkin. How come, Abazoi, once you took the mashkin once and you returned it, why are you taking it back the second night and you keep on taking it again and again? You're ready. Fadined shviyas and you're ready for shmita and you're ready for din the matatum la'etzel yasmi. So taisa v'shonim etzakasha. It still causes pressure on him. It causes him an embarrassment. It causes him to start thinking about paying. So after mechabed, there's one exception to the rule. Pamedver mamun kishemichkanay shaloi b'shasavasei. When you took a mashkin shaloi b'shasavah, whether it was done voluntarily or by force or by bezdin, but it was shaloi b'shasavah. Avla mishkanay b'shasavasei. If he gave it to you b'shastavah. That was the terms of the halva. I'm willing to advance you this loan if you give me a mashkin that was taken b'shas to halva. Einu chayv lagzalei. And this was never said the parsha of hashavas ha'avit. And the Gemara brings it down. It's only taught from a pasuk. Bekitza, as far as he gave it to you, adas kain. Bekitza, anything that was given to you after the halva, you have a new mitzvah d'araisa of hashavas of it. You have to give back this mashkin. Now, let's take this apart a little bit. It says over here that you have a mitzvah to give back this mashkin. Okay. I live in Lakewood. The guy lives in New York. I traveled to New York. I took the mashkin from him in the morning because it's his pajamas. He doesn't need it during the day, unless he's a lady. But I took it to him in the I took it from him in the morning. I brought it to Lakewood. Now comes the night. He needs his pajamas. Do I go to New York, or does he come to Lakewood to pick up his pajamas? Who's mechuyev to do this tircha? Am I mechuyev to be matriach after the loiva to return the item, or if I get the loiva has to come to me to pick up the item?
What about expenses?
Sorry?
What about expenses?
Yeah, the expenses involved. There's time, there's tircha. Who's mechuyev? Am I mechuyev to run after him, or he's mechuyev to run after me? Let's take this shaila apart a little bit. You have a mitzvah deraisa beishavis agzeila. Is a gazel mechuyev to run after the nigzel to return his item? So the way we pass in pashas, it's a shach and shin pei vav sivkot and ches, and it's a aruch hashulchan and a Minchas Pitim and Shin Samach Zayin, they all say, the Gemara says, let me back up a sec, the Gemara says if a Gazan makes a Shvuah falsely on the Gzela, he's Mechuyv to run after the Nigzel all the way to Madai. If he doesn't make the Shvuah falsely, he just stole, he's not Mechuyv to run after him all the way to Madai. But Zakta Shach and these Achrayim, he's still Mechuyv to run after the Nigzel to where he stole it from.
Means
you asked me, did I steal your item? I said, no, and I made a shvua, I never stole your item. And I swore falsely. So then I'll kapara, I have to go all the way out Madai, a Mishnah, in Perek Tes of Bava Kama. But I have to be maxed the gzeila as a kapara on the shvua. That's, but if not, if I didn't make sure, I don't have to run after the guy to Madai. But if I stole from New York, and the guy went on vacation to Madai, he's visiting the Middle East. He went on a vacation. I don't have to run after him to Madai, but I do have to go back to New York and return the chafetz from where I stole it from. That's what these achrayim say. Wherever I took it from, I have a chiv to return it. I just don't have to go all the way to Madai. I don't have to follow him around the world when he goes on vacation or moves wherever he goes. But I have to bring it back to him, bring it to the place, return it to the place where I took it from. So the shaila is over here, by a shavis of it. I took it from him in New York. Do I have to go back to New York where I took it from? Or do I say, no, let him come to me. Even if it's in Lakewood, I don't have to be Magaza. Lakewood, the Maisa, it's a 10-minute trip from one side to the other side. Do I have to be Machiak myself, go to him? Or does he have to come to me to pick it up? Is it like Ashavas Gzela, that you see these Achreinim hold, Paiskim hold, that I'm a Chuyv to go back to him? Or no, Ashavas Gzela is because I did something Be'issa. I stole his chafetz. It's his chafetz. It really belongs to him. He deserves his chafetz. So then I better make sure to do a proper hashava. This hashava of it, he owes me the money. I'm entitled to take a mashkin. Really, I shouldn't have to give back this mashkin at all. It's a chemla of the Rebbeinu Shalom that he kosev b'teirasai, that yes, you have a mitzvah hashava of it, but I don't have to give it back. It's my item. I have a kinyan mashkin in this item. So maybe I don't have to go as a vayt to go back to him. Even it's a mitzvah, I don't have to go as a vayt to be mechazeh after him. He has to come to me.
It's a mitzvah.
Hashav is of it. Just like a mitzvah eishav is akzeleh. It's a mitzvah hashav is of it. Same mitzvah. Same type of, right? It's a mitzvah hashav. That would be the shayla. So the rabbi say, let's take it apart. If you recall, there's a shittas Reb Shimon who says, it's a very geschmack. There's a shittas Reb Shimon who says that by almano, lesakba beged almano, so Reb Shimon holds that there's a problem, it's dafka by almano, aniya, because you're going to have to return it to her, constantly take her mashkin and return it to her, and you must see a shame rabbi shcheino yisaher. You're going to cause her to have a bad name, they're going to start speaking about her, that there's a man constantly frequenting her house in the morning, at night, picking up the mashkin, returning the mashkin, constantly going in and out of her house, is going to cause her a shame ra. Therefore the Torah said, you're now allowed to take a mashkin of an amon. That's Reb Shimon's time of the crow. We don't pass him like that, but that's Reb Shimon. What's the Messiah shame rabbi shcheino yisaher? What does that mean? So there's a stiris rashi. Amazing. There's a mysterious Rashi. There's a Rashi in Bava Metzia Kuf Tes Vav that says, Shata Masiyah Shemra B'Shechena Yisrael. Why? Shata Nichnas Esla Shachris V'Arvis. I'm coming to her in the morning and in the evening. A man's coming to her in the morning and evening. They're going to start talking about it. That's one Rashi. Yet there's another Rashi in Sanhedrin on Chof Aleph Amar Aleph. There Rashi says a different Lashon. Rashi says, He Nechneses etz lecha. She's going to come to you, the malva, shachris ve'arvis, in the morning and the evening. So Stiris Rashi, am I going to her, or is she coming to me? A problem, a Stiris Rashi. A lot of Achrin infect a Stiris Rashi. What to do? Comes along Maril Diskin in Ksavim Lamid Hei. Says to Maril Diskin, Veik Shmak. Says like this. When Rashi says Shachris Ve'arvis, it doesn't mean one time to pick up the Mashkin and one time to return the Mashkin. No. Shachris Ve'arvis, Rashi means Shachris Oy Arvis. And it's talking about the two types of Mashkins. You can have a Ksus Yoim and a Ksus Laila. And he says like this. That's a dover poshet, Zakta Maril Diskin, Bechachmasai Haraba, Zakta dover poshet, that if I got the mashkin, it's not my chiv to run after the loiva to return the mashkin. He wants it, let him come pick it up from the malva. I don't have to run after the loiva. But he says, Leidikis, it's a dover poshet, that if the malva wants the mashkin, he has to go to the loiva to pick up the mashkin to take it from him. Whoever needs the item, that's the burden to go travel. If the malva wants a mashkin, he has to go to the loiva. If the loiva wants a mashkin back, he has to go to the malva. Meili says very geschmack. One Rashi, the Rashi in Bava Metzia, that's talking about that you're going to go to her. That's talking about when you're going to a shachris ve'arvis to pick up the mashkin. And the Rashi in Sanhedrin, that's talking about that she's coming to you, that's when she wants her mashkin back. That's at night when she needs her pajamas, or in the day when she needs a klayumnes, whatever it is. So therefore she's coming to you to pick up the mashkin. Meril is no serious Rashi. One's talking about where you're picking up the mashkin, and one talking about where you're returning the mashkin. When you return the mashkin, the loiva has to come to the malva. Hayzizak meril this in very geschmack. If it would be just those two Rashis, it would be a Geshmak Ateres, a Mikan Raya, Smach from Rashi even, that the Loiva is Mechuyiv to come to the Malva to pick up his Mashkin. And the Malva doesn't have to be Matriach. But Merafsin Igra, Rebbeinu Shalom, I don't know what happened, I already saw Achreinim ask, is that there's another two Rashis. There's a Rashi in Kedushin Samach Chesom and Beis, and a Rashi in Soita Chesom and Aleph, and there Rashi says, Lahedja, not like the Meril Diskin. Rashi says, Lahedja, Shata nichnas tomid etzla, you, the malva, can constantly come to her, shachris l'mashkein, in the morning to take the mashkin, v'arvis l'hagzir, and at night when you want to return the mashkin. So shachris v'arvis is not going on klei yoim and klei laila, it's going on the same mashkin, it's talking about klei laila, and yet you have to come in the morning to pick up the mashkin, you're going to come back in the evening to return the mashkin. It's mefurush Rashi that the malva comes to the loiva to return the mashkin. So now, what do you do with the Rashi in Sanhedrin v'shteit faket? Rashi over there, the Maril Diskin has a Rashi that says that she's coming to you. It's a good kasha, but if you look in the Tfusim Yishonim of Rashi, there's a different case in that Rashi. That Rashi Taka says that you're going to her. But I find that there's no Rashi that says that she's coming to you. All the Rashi say that you, the Malva, are going to her. Sight to pick it up, sight to return. So Luchayne Yavashit is Rashi that the Malva is Mechuyiv to come to the Leiva to return. It's in Rab Shimon, but it's only to Taita Rab Shimon, Marcia Shem Rab Shchein Rasa. Okay. But fine. So I don't know if I have mamish shtak or right, but to the extent Maril Diskin was trying to tie up the Rashi that it is mitzad achiv, that she's mechuyiv to come to you, since our Rashi states faket, mefurish and lechayu lishita, so we should bring a Rashi, a right from Rashi faket. But Rashi wasn't saying I'm going there to return the mashkin.
Good, but so what does that do with
Amalav? No, you're disagreeing with him? He's just saying maybe it happens to be, but the Urcha de Milsa, the person doesn't want a Matriach and Amalav. Really, if the Mava wants to be adamant, he could force the Amalav to come to him. Just he's not going to stand on the issue.
We're trying to explain the
Chashash.
The Chashash is when you're coming.
And 100% that the Rashi's, the Maril's disc in our Rashi in Sanhedrin, our gears is Shver, that says that she's coming to him. The Gemara says, Masiya Shemra b'shchein noiseh ha, in her shchuna. She lives in one side, in the west side of Lakewood. I live in the east side of Lakewood. If she's coming to me, why are the people in the west talking about it? They have no idea that's happening. It's by me in the east side. Elamai, I'm going to her, and the Masiya Shemra b'shchein noiseh, that's why the people aren't talking about me, because they don't see her coming to my house. They only see me coming to her house. So therefore, they're talking about her. Masiya Shemra b'shchein noiseh. So Pasha, that's why the gears of Rashi is l'chayra, the first Yishanim is better that he's going to her. But what l'chayra, you see, it's not muchak, but you see that he's coming to her.
He can't bring it right. We're trying to explain what Shimon's gezeira is, when there's going to be, where's the problem going to be? When
correct, when you go there. But
I'm always going to.
100%. I know, that's basically what he's saying. Fine. But I want to know, to take it to the next step, l'maisa is, if we'll afilu naniach that I'm a chuyiv to return the mashkin to the her, because that's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah zashava, but that's bishlam, I took it from when she was in the west side of Lakewood, I took it from my house, and I have to return it to house. But let's say I took it from my house, and she's going to New York for Shabbos. So then I have to travel to New York Friday afternoon to make sure that she has a nightgown for the night. That's what I got to do. Means I have to run after her. Lo Moshe, by a gazlin, we have halacha that you're not mechuyiv to go to Madai. You only mechuyiv to go where you took it from. But if the nigzal decides to travel somewhere, you don't have to run after the nigzal. Now, kasha is, the million dollar kasha is hagufa kasha. By a gazlin, why not? Frektum min cheschinach and mitzvah koflamid. On a mitzvah asay, you mechuyiv to give up chaymish mamaynai. And if it's alava nitikla asay, if this heshev is like zeilus, going to undo the love of like zigzal, you have to give up koma minai. So he blay shei doesn't understand why in the world don't you have a chiv to run after the nigzal to modai, even if you didn't swear falsely. You have to give up chemish minai. Now it's alive, you have to give up koma minai. So whatever it takes, you have to be mekayim this mitzvah and undo this love. And he says, rightfully, that the Sna says that the reason why you don't have to travel to Madai is a takonis hashavim, a special takonis. It's like a Sna and Shach. Sna holds it's a takonis hashavim, and the Shach holds it's mikah din. So if you learn like the Sna, it's a takonis hashavim, that's by a gazan they made takonis hashavim. But we never found you made a takonis hashavim by a malva not to return the hashavas of it. So it would come out. For this mitzvah, I say you have to give up chay mishma mincha. As long as the trip to New York, or for that matter to Madai, doesn't cost you more than chaymish memaincha, you would have a chiv to run after Madai to return her a mashkin. I, the shach holds it's mikah din, and the krami, so maybe like the shach, but you have to understand the shach why it's mikah din. It could be it's a special svara the Gemara uses that he, the nigza was maskim and he turned it into a pakadin, which might not be applicable over here. Because at the end of the day, I'm not sure on altogether if the Mav is mechuyev to run after the life, and even if it's mashmoyz, the shtick of the Rashi is, but I'm not sure, yesh lodin, if maybe even after running after the life, even if the life is traveling, you have to run after him. Go to be mekayim this mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, I say, just like any other mitzvah. Lulav, you would spend chaymish mamaincha. For tztaka, you mevazay, whatever it takes, you would have to do for this too. Maybe. All right. Fine. All right, let's go weiter. Let's do the Ramah. Hagot. Mitzis hashavis ha'ovit hu mitzis asei shematan schara betzida. It's a matan schara betzida. Matan schara kos of betzida. Because by the hashavis ha'ovit, right afterwards it says, you should give it back. He'll give you a bracha. And then it says, ulchot tiye tzedakah lefnei Hashem elokecha. So you can have a gevaldik eschus by giving back this mashkin. So yes, it's a mitzvah saseh shematan schara betzida, kos of betzida. V'lechein ein bezin shomata mechuyovin lokofale. Bezin shomata is not mechuyov to be koifin, I say, on this mitzvah saseh. Avalim reitim lokofa rishus biyadam. If they want, they have a right to do it. But they're not mechuyev to be koifin, because it's a mitzvah saseh shematan schara betzida. The Gemara in Chulin Kuf Yud Amud Bey says, kol mitzvah saseh shematan schara kos of betzida, ein bezin koifin ala. Why not? Zogt Rashi. Why isn't bezin koifin ala? Zogt Rashi. All right, I'll say about Peh. Zogt Rashi is because, since the Torah gave you this asay, this is like the oynish of this, gave you the schar, that's like the oynish of this asay. If you don't keep this asay, you're going to lose this schar. That's the oynish that the Torah is giving you. It's like it's menatic that all you have facing you, the incentive is, you do this asay, you're going to get this schar. You don't do this asay, you're going to lose that schar. That oynish alone should be enough to get you to do this asay. But the Torah is being megalatos, bezin, you don't have to get involved. You don't have to be koifin, because we're going to give the scar mafurish for him, that he'll alone know that he better do this to get the scar, otherwise he's going to get an einish by losing the scar. That's what Rashi says. So the einish, since the Torah is megalat you, the scar right there, it's teaching you that you don't have to get involved, because that's his incentive. If he's going to not do it, he's going to lose that That's chash. That's what Rashi says. So too we learn out kol ha-terekula, every mitzvah zaseh, shematan skora b'tzida, you don't have to be koifin. As I said, the Gemara, and that's where this halakha is coming from. It's coming from a tshuva Rashba. Fine. Now, the problem is, Rabbi say, is a gevaldik sugya, there's $1 million kashya that maybe 30, 40, 50 achreidim paiskim is. This is a bomb kasha. We have to develop this. There's a lot of raid here. The problem is like this. The Gemara is mavua that by tzedakah, the Amoraim were koifin ala tzedakah. Now by tzedakah steht kapasayak tiftach, but it says, glala dov azeh yivrechka Hashem. You have a matan skara kosev betzida. Frekt ala rishonim taisis many rishonim is a kasha. What's going on? Why are you koifin ala tzedakah? It's a mitzvah saseh. Oh, so some cracker answer, maybe it's a rishonim, some mashma like that, some mashma din kfiyah. Even the Rishonim who answer Rishos doesn't say Rishos. They say that you don't have to be koifin ad kedei kak, but you still have a chiv to be koifin. It's Ashayel had to learn up those Rishonim. But in the Chanami, you could try to say what you're saying. But in fact, the Rishonim, what's going on in the Gemara that the koifin alot tzedaka, I it's a mitzvah saseh shaman skara kosev betzida. I phrase Taisis is kasha many places. Emphatizes a number of terutzim. One teretz is Rabbeinu Tam holds it's really nakfia, they only did a bidvarim, they were kaifim bidvarim, they influenced him, but chulila didn't beat him up to do it. It's one teretz, oh, the eitz is out of it. But la'alocha, the way the Mechaba paskins in Hilchot Tzedakah Reish Memches, Mechaba says kaifim ala tzedakah, a real din kfia. So he's not going like that teretz. And you have a chiv to be kaifim ala tzedakah. So what teretz is Mechaba going like? So Beis already says that he brings out the other teretz of Taisis, and he says many Rishonim go like this Taisis teretz. That Taisis holds that tzedakah is different, because by tzedakah there's also a lav. Chutz from the asay by tzedakah, there's also a lav of leisa amitz v'leisik poitz. There are two lavim. So as the asay shabai matan sukara kasa betzida, we will not be koifin. But because of the lav, that's why we're going to be koifin. Isay zaktaisis. Frekt alech reinim. Abezoi. And this, by the way, is brought down, or like I said, the Mechab and Reish Memches, the Koifin ala tzedakah, why? Zak the Shachaf and Nuts have gotten Gimel, because of the Lav. The Beis Eisei says it's because of the Lav. The Levush over there says it's because of the Lav. The Taz over there in Reish Mem Segon Vav says it's because of the Lav. All the Gedele Apaiskim say the reason why you're Koifin ala tzedakah like Taisis is because of the Lav. So, Frekt ala Achreinim, what's going on? How can the Ramah bring down this halacha? How could the Ramah say that we're not Koifin ala Shavas of it because it's a mitzvah saseh shaman skar kosav betzida gavav? There's a lav as well. There's a lav. The Rama brings it down. The Rama brings it down. You over a lav. If you don't return the mashkin, you over a lav. So I'll still lav Shabbat. You should be koifin. What's going on? This kasha, Rabbi say everyone dances with this kasha. It's a stira basically. A stira shulchanok. Over there, the Rama is masking to the mechabi koifin alat zdaga. Pasha is because of the lav. And over here, the Rama brings down that we're not koifin alat shavitz of it. What happened to the lav? What's the chilik between tzedakah that there's a lav that you're koifin, and by Hashavas of it that there's a lav and you're not koifin? What's going on? So comes along Rav Kamai, I don't know how to pronounce his name, I think it was the Mirror Shiva. Kamai. Comes along Rav Kamai, and he says, I'll tell you a new pshat in Taisis. Gevaldik pshat in Taisis. He says, Taisis means that because there's a lav, that's why we can't be, that's why we're koifin? The same way that for an asay, which is Matan Schar Kasa Betzida, when Akoifin, because the Torah is already Megala, his Schar, and the Oinish, if he doesn't do it, the Chari, that should work for the Lav as well. What's a Chilik? You see that he's going to get a Bracha, and if he doesn't do it, he loses that Bracha. So for the Lav, Loisa Seif Tzedakah, you'd have the same thing. The Torah is Megala to you, the Bracha, and if he doesn't do it, he's going to lose that Bracha. That's going to be his Oinish. So why can't that work for the Lav too? That it's a Gila Akra, that you won't be Koifin, because he already has the incentive. He's going to get the Oinish if he doesn't come through. Sotar of Kamoi, no, Taisis means something else. Taisis means that if you look in the Rambam says, Matnas Anim Reich Perek Zayin, that there's a chilik between the lav of Tzedakah and the asay of Tzedakah. The asay of Tzedakah is every single ani has an asay. Every ani, you see an ani, you have an asay, a mitzvah to give him Tzedakah. But the lav, you don't have a lav. If you see an ani, you don't have to give him Tzedakah. If the ani asks for Tzedakah and you refuse to give him, then you're over leis amates and leis sikbites. You're only over the lav by refusing his bakasha. But the asay is even without a bakasha. So he says, since the lav and asay are in different ifanim, so he says, the fact that the Torah is megala to you the schar by tzedakah is not enough, because maybe ad kan there's a bracha, ad kan is a gilia akra that we give you the bracha and you don't have to be koifin, is in a pasha the case when you see the ani. So then we're not koifin, the Torah is megala to us. But the Torah wasn't talking about a case where the ani was being mevakesh. The Torah wasn't talking about the case where there's a lav. Maybe when there is a lav, we'll still be koifin. The Torah wasn't megala then, the schar, or the einish, what's going to be if he's over this lav. That's what Taisus means. Taisus means that by tzedakah is different, because the lav of tzedakah is only when he's mevakesh. And the gile akrov, the mamskar betzida, was even when he wasn't mevakesh. We don't know. Maybe if he would be mevakesh, the Torah wouldn't have megala that schar. He would be a gefela koinish, and we have to be koifin, I say, to make sure not to be over that loisase. Shein came by Shavus HaOvid, where the lav and menaseh are intertwined. They go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. If you return it, you're not over either. And if you don't return it, you're over the lav and the aseh together. And if them state in the pasuk that lochati et tzedakah, so vice versa, that matan skar betida was said for the aseh and for the lav. So since it was said for both, that's why even for the lav ain't koifin. I say zakrav kamai, very gishmak ateretz. Problem is, it's not mashra like that in the Rishonim. If you look in the Rishonim don't say that. The Rishonim say, because there's a lav, not because the lav is on a different oifin. I mean, b'chal make a tzeil the Rishonim hold like the Rambam's chiluk. But even if they hold that there's a chiluk between the lav and aseh, that's what the Rishonim say. And in fact, if you look in the Miri, the Miri is supposed to be mefurish. The Miri is medayik the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kol mitzvah aseh." Shematan skara kosa betzida ein koifin aleh. Dafka mitzvah saseh, shematan skara kosa betzida. But if it will be a lois saseh, there we will be koifin, even if it's a matan skara kosa betzida. It's called mitzvah saseh. And therefore the mirror continues, that's why by tzedakah we're koifin, because by tzedakah there's a lois saseh. By tzedakah, even if it will be a matan skara kosa betzida, we'll still be koifin. Abazai tzrik sheh dakasha, what's going on? Rishmur Rizovsky asks on Rav Kamai as well. He also says the Mashmoyis and Rishonim is not like that. The Shaila is, Baha Gufa, how do you explain this? Let's understand the Miri. Let's understand the Rishonim. Why, if there's a lav, are we at Koifin and by Asay not? The Chayyav have the same sword. Just like when the Torah is Megala to us, a man's karakas of Betzida by the Asay, we shouldn't be Koifin. So too, if it's man's karakas of Betzida by the lav, we shouldn't be Koifin. What's the Chilik? What's the Chilik? How do we understand this? So I think the Pshat is that the whole svar of the Gemara only passes by an asay. Man skar kasa betida means that the Torah is being megala to us, that the einish that the guy is going to get is missing out this skar. If he does it, he gets a skar. If he doesn't do it, he's going to miss out the skar. Nothing more than that. He's not an avarian, so to speak. I mean, he's an avarian maybe because he's not listening to the Melech Malchei HaMelachim. But you want to know the einish, by what is the einish? There is no einish other than lacking the skar. That passes by an essay. He didn't do the essay, so he doesn't get that schar. By a lois essay, he's an avarian. By a lois essay, it's clear that he's going to get punished. It's clear he's going to get not just a minias, a revak, he's not just going to get that schar that's awaiting for him. He really, zichah, deserves punished, to be punished, because he was over a lav. He transgressed something. For sure, there's something more of a punishment than more than what the Torah is saying. So you can't say that the Torah is megalatos, this is it, and nothing more, and you don't have to be koifin, because it's definitely something more, because he was over a lav. Mela doesn't even pass. Even if we manskar kasa biti by lois aser, we know that that's not it. There's more to it. So Mela, we're koifin as well. The Shmuel Rizovsky says it a little different. He says the word is because a din of koifin ala mitzvahs, besides it, that man's karakas of betzida you don't have. You're not koifin ala mitzvahs. But by a afrushe me'isura, he's medayik from Mechavis Das in Yeredeya. La afrushe me'isura, if a guy is being over alive, he's being over in Issa. La afrushe me'isura, avadi, we have to be koifin la afrushe me'isura, even if it's man's karakas of betzida. Either way, Rabbi Yisai, whatever the beer is, it's not like Rav Kamai. So back to the drawing board. We have $1 million kashia. By tzedakah, we're koifin because of the alav, and by Shavuos HaOvid, we're not koifin even though there's alav. What's the chilik?
What about Shiloh
Hakan?
You got a mitzvah sasesha and matzkor betzida. Are you kofin or not?
Okay, yeah.
Are you kofin?
No. Okay, so maybe not on the asay, but maybe on the lav, lasika ka'aim. I mean, once he takes the aim, you want to know if you have a din kfiya. Okay, so maybe matzkor kasa betzida.
Two different things. Lasika ka'aim does not mean.
That's kind of machlokes rishonim. Okay, it's really not for now. Maybe we'll discuss it afterwards. Let me just bring this out. So the Mishnah Lamelech says like this. Mishnah Lamelech asked this kasha as well. And Mishnah Lamelech in two places. It's in Hilchos Matnas Anim, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, and also Hilchos Avodim, Perek Gimel Halacha Yudalot, asked the steer as well. What's the difference between Tzedakah and Hashavah Zavid? Zok the Mishnah Lamelech a blitz chiddush. You know why Hashavah Zavid is different? Because Hashavah Zavid is a lav hanitik la'asei. A lav hanitik la'asei, we're not koifin on such a lav. By Tzedakah, there's a lav, avadu we're koifin because of the lav. By over here, this lav is a lav hanitik la'asei. Give it back. Mesh of the mashkin. So as the lav shaboy, we're not going to be koifin because it's a lav hanitik la'asei. And for the asei shaboy, we're not going to be koifin because it's asei, it's shaman skar kasa bedida. That's why the Ramah over here paskins that for Hashavah Zavid, we're not koifin. Ad asei is shaman skar kasa bedida. The lav, anyway, we're not koifin for such a lav because it's a lav hanitik la'asei. As they zok to Mishnah Melech, a blitz chiddush.
Why isn't that also a lav hanitik la'asei?
Where? By tzedakah?
By tzedakah.
Why should that be a lav hanitik la'asei? Oh, by tzedakah, very good. So we're going to get to it. Excellent kasha. Just very good. Let me just explain the mishnah. So what does the Mishnah Lamelech mean? L'chayra, what's he talking about? If it's a lav, and if you hold that lavim are different than aseis, and even if a lav has a man who's skar kasa betid, even will still be koifin because of frushim yisur, like Rav Shmuel said, or like I said, because l'maisa we know that there's more of a punishment. We have to stop him from what he's doing. So why aren't we koifin on lav and nitik lasei? Mechateisa. Where did the Mishnah Lamelech dream this up? That a lav hanitik la'asei, not koifin. Where's the makot to such a thing? I already saw that Achreinim Mucha on the Michetz Chinuch in Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, I think it is. He already says, he brings down the teretz of the Mishnah Lamelech, Tov Kuf Pei Zayin Sifkan Aleph, and he says, Dvarim Einam Muvonim Heitiv. What is it going on? Because it's a lav hanitik la'asei, we're not koifin. Where do we find a lav hanitik la'asei, we're not koifin? So I wanted to teach. Pshat is, I think there's a pshat in the Mishnah Lamelech. Pshat is like this, that the Rashi in Sanhedrin, in Tzama Gimel Mebeis, and in Makkos Yudal Raman Aleph, really it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Alava Nitkalak say you're not getting, you don't get Makkos. Why? Because the Torah is Megala to us. After the Lav wrote the essay to teach us that the Zakrashi, the Oynish of the Lav, is the essay, that you have to do the essay, but you're not going to have any other Oynish, you won't get Malkus. So I think that's what the Mishnah Lamelech means. It's just like you see that a Lav and Nikolai say you don't get Malkus, because the essay is the Oynish Shel Lav, so to a Lav and Nikolai say you're not going to be Koifin, because the essay is the Oynish Shel Lav, to teach us that you shouldn't be Koifin for such a Lav. It's a different type of a Lav. This Lav, you're not supposed to be Koifin, because that's the Oynish Shel Lav. All right. Either way, so now you have a kasha. I by tzedakah is also a lav hanitik la'asei. That's your kasha, right? So as I fract Allah achreinim, yes, what's Mishnah Lamelech answering? By tzedakah is also a lav hanitik la'asei. It says in the pasuk, lo yisik bo'itz, lo yisam etzat lavek, lo yisik bo'itz, is yad kol. When the pasuk continues, keep a seik tiftach. Mamish, it's a lav hanitik la'asei as well. What's his teretz? Meraf senigra. Over here, it's a lav hanitik la'asei, so we're not koifin. But over there, by tzedakah, we are koifin for the lav. I itzel be lav hanitik la'asei. And for the Achreinim, many Achreinim believe Shreya, but there are some Achreinim we answer. If you look, there's a Birka Yosef over there in Yerideya, there's a Lev Aryeh in Chulun Kav Yudam Ebeis. They say that there's a Kalal in Tmura. The Gemara in Tmura says in Dalanam Ebeis that one essay cannot be Manatek two Lavim, only one Lav. If you have two Lavim and one essay, then you still can get Malkus on that second Lav, because the essay takes care of one Lav, and the other Lav is still outstanding, so you get Malkus for that Lav. Mabela Zogda, by El Tzedakah, there's two Lavim, Le Sik Boitz Vele Sa'amitz, and there's only one essay, Kippur Soyek Tiftach. So even though there's an essay, but the essay is only Manatek one Lav, and not the second Lav, Mabela, you get Malkus for the second Lav. And Betzim it's our floor, the floor in Ksubis, on Taisim and Tesim and Beis, when Taisim says, by tzedakah is different. The reason why you koyfin because there's two lavim. Zok da flaw for not. Why do you need two lavim for? Even one lav should be koyfin. Zok da flaw because it'll be only one lav. It's a lav hanitik la'asei. It's two lavim, so it's not a lav hanitik la'asei like the gemara and tamura. There's an extra lav. Mamela, that's why you be koyfin for that extra lav. I don't know. Only one. I can't tell you which one. It's only one. Sorry?
There's no
Malkus
on it.
So you don't need Malkus to be koifin, because every tzedakah, right, it's a lav shem b'maisa. But you could be koifin even without the din of Malkus, because you'll have frusha meisur, you have to be koifin to stop him. But as a lav and nitik la'asei, if the nitik la'asei will take care of the lav,
we'll do a maisa.
Yeah, I'll beat him up till he does it, right. He better stop being sheichiv ba'avayta yetzloi. He will force him to get out of his bed and return to Mashkin. We'll beat him up to do that. We'll force him to do that.
He's not allowed to keep it.
Right, so that we'll force him to do that. That's how we'll force him. So Mamela, oh, so they say, so that's a chil mashenki by a shavas ovid. There's only one lav, lisishka vavoyteatzloka, and of them, shte tapozik, the asay, right, so shavtishvena. So Mamela, you have a very geschmack. Here, this is a lav and nitik lasay. One second, here's a lav and nitik lasay. So Mamela, we're not koifin on the lav, mashenki by tzedoka, there are two lavim, so there's one extra. So Mamela, we will be koifin on that extra lav. A blitzkedish. Aye, what will be if you have another lav? By a shavas avet. Let's say by Mashkin, you took Klei Yechon Nefesh. You went to an Amana. Or better yet, Rabbi Zay, I will give you a simple case. You walked into the guy's house and you took the Mashkin. So you have a Leisav El Beisai. Right? You have a Leisav El Beisai, and now you got to return this Mashkin. So now you have two Lavim, and you only have one essay to be Menatek. So Lechay, you should get Malkis on that extra Lav, I mean, in theory. Memela. It's one lav, at least it's not a lav on nitik lasei. Mamele should be koifun, like the Mishmarek, should be koifun on that extra lav, just like over there that you koifun on the extra lav. And truth be told, if you... One second. And truth be told, if you look, where's the Rambam coming from? From Chuvah Zarashba, Simen Peches. In the Chuvah Zarashba, it says Mufush. The Malva went into the guy's house. And he took it, and he doesn't want to return to Mashkin. Of them, shet the Jews rush. Ain't kaifin oisai. We go out. What's going on? And it's a daichik to say he's talking about they went in b'shus bez as a shliach bezin, or he went in b'shus daloiva. And Pasha is talking about it. He went in shleiked in. So he's now over two lavim leisave el beisai, and he's over also the second lav of leisishka va'avaita. And of them, shet in the rush. But no problem. We're not kaifin. I went up to the lav, the extra lav.
That's not behechra. If you don't get stuck, and you automatically over both lavim.
Okay, good, excellent. Right, I think he's 100% right. I would say it just may be a little different, but the vote is that when does he have a klal by two lavim, one I say can't be menaktik two lavim, is when the two lavim are for the same thing. It's for the same thing. Or by tmura, it's for the same thing. So they go hand in hand. Why is the Torah giving double power, double lavim, a double azara? To tell you that the assay coming right afterwards is not enough to be menatek, a double whammy, a double lav. But here, each one of its own, Lesav is only one lav, Ammon is only one lav, Eichon Nevesh is only one lav, Lesishka Bavait is only one lav, and I can have one without the other, it's for different things. Each one has an assay to be menatek, that lav, which is the Hashavas of it. Each one.
Once he's over, finished, the
love
is gone.
Right, okay, so for that alone, I don't know if that's enough. Because I still need the assay to be manatic that love. Because if I don't use the assay to be manatic the love of Lysav HaBeis, and I'll get Malkus on the Lysav HaBeis, even though I already did it. So I still need that assay to be Mizachet to Lysav HaBeis. I don't have it extra to work right now on Lysishka Bavoytai. So for that, I'm not sure you'd be right. I hear you, Svar. I'm not sure if you'd be right. But at least you could say this, Pratt. And I'll bring you right. Taisis says all over. Taisim Chulin Daf Pei Aleph Amen Aleph and Zvachim Kuf Yud Dalet Amen Beis and Makis, I think, Tezvav Amen Aleph. Taisis says all over that we only say this klal, that one I say can't take a two lavim when the two lavim are smuchim la'adodi. Right next to each other. So then the Torah is telling you, here's two lavim, and you only have one assay, so one assay can't take care of two lavim. But if the lavim are dispersed, like a tumah b'mikdash, entering a mikdash, the lavim are dispersed, the Torah says, even if you have more than one lav, so you have two lavim, big deal, one assay can take care of many lavim. The Torah is not showing you that this is a double asara. The Torah just put many asaras all over the Torah. That's not a problem. It's when the Torah puts two lavim back to back, and then an assay right next to it, and it's showing you, this is more chomer than that. There's two lavim and only one assay. Then when I say it can't be manatek to love him. So I think it's partial like that. So Mamela, very geschmack. So come back to here. This is a lav and nitik lasei, so Mamela you're not koifin as the lav. And on they say it's a man schara betzida, mashenka betzidaka, tzedaka is different. The kasha is, Rabbi, so I have a kasha. Kasha is that if you look in Simen Aleph, the Rama over there says that even though bizman hazeh, we don't have smuchim. So the mumchim, we don't have dayanim mumchim, so the many dinim that we can't be koifin alav, and we can't paskin b'chalal, and then even if we could paskin, it's only shluchas ayukov dinin, and we don't have the shlikas for knas, we don't have the shlikas for milsa d'lo shkika. So Dr. Amor, he brings down a shita simukhi, yesa b'shem d'ra, that gzeila b'yadayim, mamish, emes gzeila, is a milsa d'lo shkika, and bezin can't paskin b'zmanenu, because we don't have shlikas ayin, you need mumchim. So Dr. Mokiyas v'shem d'rma continues. However, I can't be mechayv. Reuven, Sof, and Shimon, they come to a dentorah. Bezin can't pass on that Reuven's chayv to pay Shimon.
Why not?
We're not allowed to pask in that shayla because we need mumchum to pask in that shayla. If it's other forms of gzela, yeah, but if it's outright real grubber gzela, it's a musa de loshchika, and bezin can't pask in that. Memelo, Zakt Ramah, but if the gazan still has the dava ha-gazel, then we will force the gazan to give back the chayfetz, that we could do, because we could be kaifin ala mitzvahs. Because he has a din, he has to give back the chayfetz. The eimanichin oisai laver al divrei Torah. That's what the Ramah, the Rishonim say, and Ramah brings it down. That we could force him to kaifin. We're not being kaifin to be mechayfim to return al tzchoshim mishpat ben adam lechaver. No, that we can't do. You need mumchim. But to afrusha meisura, right now he's a mitzvah veishav, he has a leisigzel every second, he has a mitzvah on him, so no, we could be kaifin. So now, the Nachal Yitzchak touches up, it's not really for now, but Nachal Yitzchak touches up over there, that's because of the Lay Sigzal. Every second he's over another Lay Sigzal by holding on to the Chayfetz HaGazel, Memel Lafrishim Yisura, we could force him to give back the Chayfetz. As I said, the Nachal Yitzchak. The Chay Rabbi says, not like this Mishlo Melech. Mishlo Melech over here says, faket. Mishlo Melech says, on Olav HaNitiklasei, we're not Koifin, and that's also Olav HaNitiklasei. Gzel is Nitiklasei, Vechav is Gzela. So you're not going to be Koifin. Alamai, you have to say, it's much more like that in Chedush Yerim over there in Sivkan Chavches, you have to say that the reason why we're koifin over there is not because of the lav. For the Leisigza, we would not be koifin, because it's a lav and nitik la'asei. The reason why we're koifin is because of the asei, because he has a veishiv, it's like zeila, and that asei is not matan schar kosa b'tzita, so we're allowed to be koifin for such an asei. It's mufush arosh in Perek Tes, in Bava Kamo, Simukhov, hey, the Rosh says Mufurish, that you koifen on the mitzvahs of Eishav is Agzela. Hachatetzi Nafshoi.
He said, because every second is.
That's how the Nachal Yitzchak says it, but that can't be because it's Alav and Nitklasei. So it has to be also the Eishav. Now we have a Rosh that says the Yitaka koifen of Eishav. So at the end of the day, Rabbi said, we have a blitz kiddush. You have to remember, whenever you want to be koifen, or a bezin would be koifen, it's a shachaila, if it's a bezin, could be koifen, or din on everybody. When you want to be koifen, Allah mitzvahs, Allah Frisha Miyasura, if it's Alav and Nitklasei, there's a Shitas Mishal and Melech, and many Achreinim who bring it down, Reki Vego over here, and Gilim Masha in Yoridei and Reish Memches, many Achreinim bring down that you cannot be koifin alav and nitik lasei, and that's a chilik between tzedakah and hashavas ha'avit.
The asei of the lav to which it's nitik, a nonish or a piron or a kapara.
I don't know the lashon of Rashi is it's an oinshay v'tikunay. That's his lashon. Oinshay v'tikunay shel alav.
But you mentioned before that we don't have the concept of prisoners as an owner.
Correct. No, but
just
it's
to
right.
Fulfill.
Correct. But that the Torah did it. The Torah tells him the essay. We're not. The Torah tells him the essay, and now we have to do because now it's a mitzvah. Now it's a mitzvah, so we be koyfin on the mitzvah. Well, it's a mitzvah as well. So it's a mitzvah as well. So now we be koyfin on the mitzvah shabbat. The Torah maybe gave it because of an oinish, but now it's a mitzvah, so now we're koifin on that mitzvah. I just want to firoiz is that Be'etzim, there's another teretz of the Achreinim. There's a Shar Melech in Hilchos Ishis, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yadalit, and the Tshuvas Klam Sefer Chayshem Mishpah Kufayin Zayin, and Amudei Eish. There are many Achreinim who want to say a different teretz to the Stira. You want to know why you koifin on Tzedakah? It's not because of the Leises, and not because of Taisis. It's a Shitas Ritva, we answer Taisis differently. The Ritva says Tzedakah is different, because it's a special Pasuk, Hashem Ya'asun, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we dashen, the Bezen should be Ya'asucha, Melamed Shekoifin Oisai. That's how the Ritva understands it, that by Tzedakah there's a special Giloi Mitzvah, how do you want to say, Chiv ala Bezen, to be koifin on Tzedakah, because of the chesaron of the aniyim, that's why there's a special din. So even though it's a matan schara kos of betzida, that mitzvah saseh is different, and you're koifin on such a mitzvah saseh, a matan schara kos of betzida. Mashen came by all over. And in Echanami for Allah, we also wouldn't be koifin if it's matan schara kos of betzida. Maybe that's how they want to say it, that over the tzedakah, you're koifin, taka kos of the yaseh, not kos of the Allah, because it's a special din by tzedakah, and not by shavas ovid.
Now you have a whole new concept of matan schar b'sida. Until now, we thought matan schar b'sida meant that you're something telling you that in order not to be kofa. Now you're saying no, there could be matan schar. That's a whole new shot.
Matan schar b'sida b'sida would work even for lavim. But we see from here that him, that it would work even for lav, even though the Gemara uses a lush mitzvah sasech man's karakas betzido. You have to say it's lav dafka, it's even by a loisasa, and it would work even for lavim. That's now the only problem with this teretz is very geshmaka teretz. The problem is that the Beis Yosef, the Machaber certainly didn't mean that because Beis Yosef over there tells you clearly what he meant. He meant taisis, and everyone shach taz lavush over there says lahedis because of the lav, and lavush brings down this Ramah over here. So you still have this tis lavush. Everyone, all the G'dayla Paisim learn is because of Taisis. They're coming from a whole different angle. Oh, it means because of the Ritva. Geshmak. Very nice. Ramah's fanfic is going like the Ritva. Geshmak. But the Mice is That's not what the Mechab is doing. That's not what the Bais Gemara is doing. So back at the end of the day, the only teretz really, the good teretz that we have, is this teretz. That for a lav and nitik laseh, when Akoifim Mashenkin over there was that lav, there are two lavim, and la'osi chadaseh, manatik trei lavim, that's why over there we will be Koifin for that extra lav, a blitz chiddush. I just want to chap a rein here, Rabbi Isai. I want to just do another part of the ksois. The ksois, after he asked this kasha what to do, he then continues. He wants, the ksois wants to paskin over here, not like the Ramah, because of the Mechaba, because of those Rishonim over there, because Toises. And then he says, look at four lines in the bottom, V'nir lani is daiti. Another svara. The hecha da ava umishkana shalai bishus. Your type of story we just talked about before. If you went into the house shalai bishus, dim loikim ha'asei sheba, ha'arehu loike, that now you have a lava leisavei obesa, and the only reason why you're not getting malchus is because it's a lava nitik laasei. Bezev vaday roy lechobezim in Yisrael yeshul kel yadam lakuf leel yadam lakuf kagmin roishay laksi olakayim laasei shabo vava gav demandivri asma mashma dafil bechay gav nein koyven mokomokom meikah kumashe kasafti. That even if you want to say that this asei is a matan schar kasvatid and we wouldn't be koyven, but if the guy was over a lava as well leisavei obesa, any lava for that matter, ammano or clay. And he needs this asay of Ashava to undo the lav that he was over. So now this asay is not just an asay Shemanskar Kasavatida. This asay is much worse. I need this asay to undo this lav. And if he doesn't do the asay, he's going to get a lav in Malkis. Zakt Ksay Zir Zadava Pashat Lakuliyam, he should be Koifin today for the lav.
It's like Zaylo, or it's different.
So Gzeli could be Koifin for Asavet. Right. But Lachairo. Now the Tumim says the same thing. The Tumim says, now either Rashba, which I told you the Makar Dalakha seems to say that you entered the house. So the Tumim says maybe it's talking about, yeah, he did it Bishus Bezdin or Shlik Bezdin. Then he says, well, maybe the Rashba holds Kima Vala Kima, but we are bit level a bit. At the end of the day, the Tumim passes like the Ksois. Yes, that if it, you need this asay to undo this lav, then avada would be koifin mitzat the lav sheboy. We have to be koifin kedei that he shouldn't be over this lav. Every second he's being over the lav. And if he doesn't fill this asay, he's going to get malchus on that lav. So we have to be koifin asay to be mekayim this asay to undo this lav, l'mafreya. Asay is a kshitas asay. So you could have the Ramah, but if he's over the loisav obeisa, then it'll be even worse. Rabbi Isai, I want to be Messiah, is that what you see from all this raid, and the Ramah as well, is the L'chayro, is that the dinner Hashavas of it is only a mitzvah. It's a nice thing. I mean, it's a very chashavah thing. It's a mitzvah, don't get me wrong. But it's not Choshen Mishpat. It's not that the Loiva has a right, that the Torah is Megala, that the Loiva has a schus in getting his mashkin back to be able to use. It's only a mitzvah. What's my raya? L'chayra, if it will be a din, that the Torah is Megala to us, that the Loiva has a schus moment to get back his mashkin to use, so then Dalme Ocha the mitzvah. You're right, I won't be koifin a mitzvah because it's man's kar betida. And not under lav because it's a lav under the glass, but I'll be koifin mechayvim to give back the mashkin because he owes it to the Loiva. The Loiva has a right to mund that mashkin. He deserves that mashkin. He has a right to mund that mashkin. Why don't I not mechayiv the malva to give back the mashkin al zeh? Just like mechayiv, if a guy steals, is mazik. I'm mechayiv the mazik to pay the nizik. So I should be mechayiv the malva to give back the mashkin to loiva because the loiva deserves, has a right to that mashkin. And then you see that the loiva doesn't have a right to that mashkin. The loiva doesn't have a schus moment. And now schus mish, I wouldn't be mechayiv the malva. It's only because it's his mitzvah. It's not my mitzvah. The Torah says you should be nice to the loiva and give it back. And hayos, it's a matan schara kazam mitzvah. We're not koifin. We have a rishus. We have a right to be koifin, but we're not to be given. All right.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.